is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting an historic visit to Cuba. The White House says President Barack Obama plans to make a two-day visit to Cuba beginning March 21st. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes says the president will discuss a wide range of issues with Cuban President Fidel Castro, but has no plans to meet with his brother, Fidel Castro. Mr. Obama plans to meet with dissidents and raise human rights issues. Police in Uganda briefly arrested presidential candidate Kizza Besigye after he tried to enter a house he said was being used for rigging the national elections. Ugandans turned out in large numbers to vote, although there were some problems at polling stations. Jill Craig reports.
Polling stations in Uganda were scheduled to open at 7 a.m. Thursday, but some voters waited up to 5 hours before ballot papers arrived. Uganda's Electoral Commission said polling started on time in various parts of the country, but acknowledged late openings in parts of Wakiso and Kampala and stated it regretted the delay. Incumbent President Yoweri Museveni faces competition from 7 other candidates vying for Uganda's top job. Jill Craig, Kampala.
Turkey's prime minister is blaming the Syrian militia, Kurdish militia, the YPG, for Wednesday's deadly bombing in Ankara. Dorian Jones takes a look.
Prime Minister Davutoğlu claims his security forces have uncovered irrefutable evidence the Syrian Kurdish group, the PYD, and its military arm, the YPG, were behind Wednesday's bombing of 2 military buses in the Turkish capital.
Kesin bir şekilde.
He says the YPG attack was carried out with logistical support from PKK militants inside Turkish territory. Turkish security forces claim to have recovered the fingertips of a Syrian national linked to the Syrian Kurdish group from the scene of the bombing. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
This is VOA News. The European Union's top migration official says an Austrian plan to limit the number, daily number of asylum seekers is unlawful. In a letter to the Austrian government Thursday, Dimitris Avranopoulos said that Austria has a legal obligation to accept any asylum application that is made on its territory or at its border. European leaders are holding a two-day summit in Brussels where they are discussing two major issues, the future of Britain's European Union membership and the migrant crisis. British Prime Minister David Cameron warned Thursday that he was not prepared to take a deal that would not meet his country's needs. The U.S. and Russia will co-chair an initial meeting of a ceasefire task force in Geneva Friday. The meeting will take place under the auspices of the United Nations. The task force will explore prospects for a long-range ceasefire in Syria. The 17-nation International Syria Support Group devised the plan for the task force during its meeting last week in Munich. Pope Francis says it is acceptable to use artificial contraception methods in response to the Zika virus. The Pope said avoiding pregnancy is not an absolute evil, but he maintained that the Church's stand against abortion, calling it an absolute evil. Francis made the remarks to reporters en route to Rome following his 5-day trip to Mexico. The Pope interjected himself into the U.S. presidential race Thursday, suggesting Republican frontrunner Donald Trump is not Christian because of his proposal to build a wall along the southern U.S. border with Mexico. The wall would be intended to keep out illegal migrants headed to the United States. Trump, a Presbyterian, said at a campaign rally that the pontiff's comments were not a nice thing to say and disgraceful. The Pope's comments came 2 days ahead of a crucial party nominating contest in South Carolina, where political surveys show Trump has a commanding lead over 5 Republican challengers. Authorities in Ghana say at least 53 people died in a collision between a bus and a truck on a highway north of the capital, Accra, Wednesday night. It is believed to be one of Ghana's worst road accidents in years. U.S. President Barack Obama has signed legislation imposing new sanctions against North Korea in response to the North's nuclear and missile tests. The bill calls for imposing mandatory sanctions on anyone assisting North Korea with its nuclear and missile programs, cyber attacks, and human rights abuses. The expanded sanctions are designed to deny North Korea the money it needs to develop miniaturized nuclear warheads and the long-range missiles needed to deliver them. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.